It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
More banks feeling pain.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. We've got another wave of massive write-downs from the subprime crisis. Today, one of Europe's biggest banks, Credit Suisse, lowered the value of some of its securities by nearly $3 billion. Stephen Beard has more from London.
Credit Suisse is writing down $2.85 billion, but it's not the size of the write-down that's really spooked investors. First, it's the lack of information. All the bank will say is that pricing errors by a small number of traders are to blame, and a handful of them have been suspended. Until today, Credit Suisse seemed relatively unscathed by the subprime crisis. Chris Hughes of the Financial Times says it's not surprising bank shares were hit across the board this morning.
There's still a lot of concern out there that overall, the sector hasn't got out all its bad news yet, that it hasn't aired all its dirty linen yet, and that there are potentially a lot more losses to come.
The news overshadowed fairly good figures from the British bank Barclays. Its profits were in line with market forecasts, but its shares sank along with those of other banks in the wake of Credit Suisse's revelations. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the story on Credit Suisse has helped to send many of the major markets in Europe lower. Across Asia, markets were higher. Raw material companies were the big winners overnight. Here at home, Walmart just delivered earnings that were slightly better than forecast. In Tokyo today, Toshiba made it official. The companies quit the war over high-def DVD formats. So HD DVD falls away, and Sony's Blu-ray is left standing. Richard Dougherty is a research director for Envisioneering Group. He says the Blu-ray victory is another case of business savvy trumping technological excellence.
As good as our engineers are here in evaluating it, HD DVD came out ahead of Blu-ray and in some ways was more mature, more consumer ready. Blu-ray always had more companies supporting it and more studios supporting it.
So how do you feel now if you put your money on HD DVD? Let us know. Go to the confessional at marketplace.org. Wisconsin and Hawaii get their turn today. A presidential primary in the first and a Democratic caucus in the second. The candidates are all working hard to differentiate themselves, but most of them do agree on one thing, and it's a biggie. Sarah Gartner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
For years now, environmentalists have proclaimed greenhouse gas regulation in this country inevitable. It now appears they're right. All the leading presidential candidates endorse a limit on CO2 emissions. Clinton, Obama, McCain, even Huckabee supports so-called cap and trade. Steve Cochran is with Environmental Defense.
We have absolutely crossed an historic threshold.
McCain, in fact, co-sponsored the first climate change bill in the Senate. A McCain spokeswoman, however, indicated McCain will only back a bill that specifically cites support for nuclear power as well. Yale environmental law expert Dan Esty is skeptical Congress will pass CO2 legislation before the election. Liberals, he figures, are worried it'll be too weak. Conservatives are worried about the economics.
And they fear that pushing any legislation at this point that might be seen as burdening the economy could be used against them.
Esty, an Obama supporter, says Congress will ultimately pass something. polls show a majority of Americans want it. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Bam! Martha Stewart is kicking it up a notch. The Wall Street Journal reports Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia is close to buying certain properties of TV chef Emeril Lagasse. The deal's worth about $45 million. We'll learn more when Stewart's company reports fourth quarter earnings this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Nutrition bars are big business. We spend $2 billion annually for that grab-and-go convenience. But if you look at what's in many of them, you might wonder why you're not just eating a candy bar instead. From the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk, Lisa Napoli reports on what happened to one customer when he read the label.
Anthony Flynn is very particular about the food he eats. And so when he looked at those nutrition bars you can buy in the stores, he realized most of them weren't all that nutritious.
You know, low-quality ingredients or high-fructose corn syrup or preservatives.
So he started making his own. Now he finds himself customizing them for total strangers from around the world. Different protein powders, fruits, granola, nuts. People order from his website, ubars.com.
And it's soy nut butter, honey, whey protein. That's it.
That's Ava Bice's idea of the perfect nutrition bar. She happens to be Anthony's mother and his business partner. In their small shop in the center of Los Angeles, they're showing me their order form on the web.
So you can choose any type of base, or you can choose a couple bases. If you like a certain type of butter, peanut butter is always good.
Anthony's helping me design a nutrition bar for my editor, who has a thing for sweets.
I would say if she likes chocolate also, pure cocoa. That is an amazing addition.
Natural cocoa powder.
Anthony Flynn's finding out a healthy bar means different things to different people.
You know, we've gotten some combinations of people who don't want any carbs in their bar, you know, and they just want, you know, a soy nut butter and Splenda. You know, they just say, put as much Splenda in there and soy nut butter as you can possibly fit into a bar. It's not necessarily my favorite bar, but they love it.
One of the U-Bar employees gets to work mixing up ingredients, and in under 15 minutes, a baker's dozen of customized bars is done, sealed in packages and ready to ship. At a little over $3.30 a piece, custom isn't that much more expensive than off the shelf. Anthony Flynn says he's getting orders from around the world.
Last night at about 11 p.m. our time, we got listed in a Switzerland newsletter, and all of a sudden we just blew up with orders from Switzerland, you know?
Spreading the gospel of good nutrition, one nutrition bar at a time. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.